Lenny Wilkins has recorded more wins and more losses than any coach in the history of the National Basketball Association. And tonight, in Madison Square Garden, he begins what may be his toughest job yet, coaching the New York Knicks, a glamorous franchise that has fallen on hard times. He was hired by another Hall of Famer, Isaiah Thomas, who recently took over as president of basketball operations there. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, it looks like Spike Lee and Woody Allen and the other courtside glitterati at the Garden have something to finally cheer about. What's been going on up there in New York?
Well, a total overhaul of one of the most important franchises in sports, and I say that because it is crucial for leagues to have quality teams in big markets. The Knicks ownership, the cable TV operator Cablevision, allowed the team to fall into disarray. A lot of bad contracts, a lot of mediocre players, no chance for the playoffs, and worst of all, empty seats in the Garden and cascades of boos. They're finally trying to make the Knicks relevant in New York again, because in New York there is no greater curse than being irrelevant.
And I guess the first step in this overhaul was the hiring of Isaiah Thomas a few weeks ago. He has somewhat of a checkered past as a front office executive, does he not?
Yeah, he didn't win many friends when he was in the front office in Toronto or coaching Indiana. Now he's eager to prove that he can be effective and forceful and not alienating. So far, he has done what everyone in basketball said couldn't be done. He has taken apart a team despite having no payroll flexibility at all. Now, in the NBA, the salary cap is what's key. The Knicks had maxed out on these big long-term contracts. They couldn't have added much in terms of payroll, and they had these lousy players whom they couldn't really trade. But they found a team that wanted to get below the cap, as they say in the NBA. So they took on two long-term contracts, the All-Star point guard Stephon Marbury and the former All-Star Penny Hardaway. In exchange, they got rid of one guy who had a big contract. They got rid of some spare parts. And in the end, they got a guy from Brooklyn in Marbury, very important, and they gave the fans a reason to come back to Madison Square Garden.
And Thomas didn't stop with the players. Lenny Wilkins comes to the Knicks after a disappointing tenure with the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Wilkins was going to retire for good. But here comes another old coach back for more, as we've seen in football and we've also seen in other cities in basketball. Now, the criticism in Toronto was that Wilkins was out of touch with the times, both with the strategies in the game and with the players and their personalities. But he's going to be able to win some respect in New York, and that's important. And a lot of this is also marquee value again. As with Thomas in trading for Marbury, Wilkins is a Brooklyn native. The fans know him and they respect him, and that's a tabloid win, which in New York is a big win.
Now, the Knicks have been locked in a bridge and tunnel turf war with the New Jersey Nets across the Hudson River. But now it's looking like the Nets may be coming to New York City. Are we talking about the Brooklyn Nets?
Yes, we are. Real estate developer Bruce Ratner looks like he has the winning bid for the Nets. He's agreed to pay about $300 million for the team, which has been up for sale. One of the people in his ownership group is the rapper Jay-Z. The plan is to revitalize downtown Brooklyn, a big residential, retail, and commercial complex, along with a 19,000-seat arena.
And, Stefan, before we go, I'd like to ask you about that $100 million man, the rookie LeBron James. How's he doing? Is he living up to all the hype?
He is. He's averaging 20 points per game, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds. He started very slowly, but his team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, traded away their main scorer, and they started running their offense around LeBron. Since then, he's scoring regularly in the mid to high 20 points per game. You can argue forever whether he's worth $100 million that Nike is pumping into him, but he is proving that he belongs on an NBA court.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports, and he talks to us most Fridays.